But I do have a sense that students are not as socially involved and politically involved as they could be. Certainly, it contrasts with my undergraduate institution, Oberlin, where activism was a much more important part of student life on a daily basis, at least when I went to college there. It still is, from everything I can tell. And also, I think, you know, a lot of faculty, while they hold strong opinions socially and politically, really don't tend to band together as a group to push social and political issues here as well. You'll hear people talking about them all the time, but in terms of any action-oriented thing, I don't particularly see that. I mean, there is a nucleus, for example, of fairly liberal faculty who do talk to each other. I'm in that group. I think there's a nucleus of fairly conservative faculty who I don't talk to very much, and that's an issue. But if you go to faculty meetings, which is where you're likely to hear about things like this, you know, most of the conversation, most of the time, not all of the time, is taken up with everyday business sort of things, rather than, you know, staking out the position of the college to represent certain social interests, et cetera. And I think the faculty don't feel very empowered either to impact the philosophies of the college. There's certainly a big gap between and gulf between the administration and the trustees and many of the faculty in terms of things. So people end up sort of getting frustrated by that and frankly then stay not as involved.
Are there any issues or topics you wish Dartmouth students were more aware of on campus?
Well, okay, so you say all students. I mean, there's certainly some students who are very passionate about a lot of things. And again, I don't know. I have no sense of the majority and minority here necessarily. But I think that, you know, the topics that I would like students to be a lot more aware of, and not just aware of, but activist about, include, you know, things that you can readily also identify, like sexual assault, like racism and homophobia, like violence, mental health issues is a big current concern that I have, you know, as well as the social culture. I don't think Dartmouth students tend to get similar messages. They hear messages from the people that they talk to, and we don't have very many fora, that's the plural, where students are hearing similar, if not identical, things. And when I was in college, there were frequent gatherings at noontime where, you know, the students would go and hear a speaker. In other words, it was carved out from the class schedule, and you had to go so many times a semester and to hear the opinions of a lot of thought leaders, whether they were from politics, social progressiveness, whether music, you know, literature, et cetera, et cetera. So there was a common background of what students were hearing. And we're very fragmented as a campus. I mean, people hear in part what they want to hear. They're in silos and do a lot of self-segregation. Also, the dining system we had in college was one where we all sat down to dinner at 6 o'clock, you know, rather than a cafeteria style, you go with your friends and et cetera. And that really, the situation that I was in, created a lot more student conversation about topics, because you often were eating dinner with people who weren't your friends. I just don't think we have a lot of commonality of experiences. So there are a lot of individual experiences. There are a lot of silo and mini-silo experience, but I just wish we had things that were more broad, that would bring the attention of issues to students. Also, just switching back to the faculty for a second, the faculty live in silos too. You know, you don't often see faculty gathering to discuss things like that. People live within their departments or within their divisions, etc. And you know, there used to be a faculty club, for example. It was in, you know, where African American Studies is, that little house there. It used to be there, and that was lovely. You know, it wasn't fancy, but it was a place that faculty could go, you know, for lunch. Faculty could go for a beer after the end of the day, and we often bumped into, you know, other faculty who you otherwise would never have talked to, and had all kinds of interesting conversations. And so the faculty is pretty segregated as well. Especially true in the medical school, even more, because part of the faculty is out there at the DHMC, or they're in the community, and some are here, and it's really impossible even to have a faculty meeting most of the time. So, yeah, so again, it's an, we operate in silos, and many silos.
Is there anything you think Dartmouth itself could or should be doing to improve its stance on diversity or inclusivity?
Well, I think I've alluded to a lot of that. I think we should. One is a resource issue, among other things, and the other is a prioritization. And I've talked a bit about, you know, the focus on the advantaged over the disadvantaged. You know, I think while the college, at least publicly, is patting itself on the back for addressing sexual assault and drinking and violence and racism, et cetera, boy, they have a long way to go. And I don't want to, you know, sound entirely negative, but I just don't, I see some of it is window dressing. You know, that these are not issues that they want to be known publicly about for fear of smudging the Dartmouth image. And I won't say they haven't made progress, but you know, all they have to look at the events of the last week, right? But you know, to know, you know, to know that you know that that we're far from that, and you know whether they're manipulating the data or not, I don't know. I mean, if in all the missives that come out, reports and things like that, certainly everything is tilted towards the optimistic side. And I don't know if that's fair or unfair. I'm not privy to the data. But I do know that the college holds data very close to its chest. You know, and I know specifically in a number of areas which I'm not at liberty to talk about, where they're incredibly protective of the data, protecting it even from the faculty or from independent review. So, I'm a generally trusting person. I'm not convinced that we're getting the whole story. And as I talk to women at Dartmouth, many of them don't feel any progress has been made around sexual assault. When I talk to students about you know, drinking and alcohol abuse, some feel that really hasn't changed, despite the you know, statistics like fewer people going to the emergency room at the DHMC. Certainly around mental health, and I've been having a lot of conversations recently about that with students, administrators, faculty, etc. I don't think they've taken the bull by the horns on that topic either. So. We certainly have a ways to go. Now, you know, I want to be fair. It's not that the college doesn't recognize that there are problems, although sometimes they've been dragged kicking or screaming to deal with them. I mean, the three Title IX suits, or the Clery Act suit, was one, two Title IX suits and a Clery Act suit, are good examples of, you know, the college really not choosing to firmly address something until someone else called them on it. I think, again, going back to what I said originally, I think the slope is upwards, but it could be a hell of a lot steeper.
Definitely. Thank you. And is there anything else you'd like to add?
Thank you for doing this project. I mean, I think, obviously I'm haven't seen the conclusion of it, but if the idea is to try to make more public some of the things that are going on and to rebalance a bit the information about where we are and what we could need to do, I think that is needed. And I think it also really requires student input there, you know, and student ideas, and not just administrators and faculty sitting around. I would say largely administrators, because faculty tend not to be as involved in these things. You know, patting themselves on the back and thinking that they're doing everything, and really not learning from students where things are. I mean, you're the ultimate consumer here. You know, the college does rely in part on the fact that you will only be here for 4 years. You know, and things that you're concerned about now, they can, twiddle their thumbs until you graduate, and not do things about them. So changing a college is like turning a battleship around sometimes. It can be incredibly slow, but I think there's some turning going on. It's Dartmouth is a very different place than when I came here, and a lot of the changes I would regard as positive changes.
Thank you so much.
Okay, I hope that wasn't too long-winded.
No, that was perfect.